Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, I wanted to spend some time today talking about a topic that is receiving a lot of attention recently, and that is the recent attack on Twitter. And, you know, according to some of the reports that I've seen, it looks like Barack Obama, Britney Spears, even Fox News and others were specifically targeted when hackers accessed tools used by Twitter employees to write inappropriate messages. Can you tell us a little bit more about this attack?
Right. Yeah. The attacks, I don't think it's really fair to say that they were targeted at those people. It isn't that Obama did anything wrong or Britney Spears did anything wrong. Twitter did something wrong. They had an admin that had the keys to the kingdom, if you will, and was using a very, very, very bad password. She used the password of happiness, just one word, happiness. And it's child's play for a computer to guess that password. And that's exactly right. What happened. A teenage hacker ran a program that guessed passwords, and it ran overnight and found that the password happiness is what worked. And it was just so wrong on so many different security fronts. My wife once had a hamster. She named him Houdini because he was great at escaping from the cage. But every time he would get put back into his cage, he would go from each little wire in the cage to the next one, rattling it. Well, we knew what he was doing. You know, we were auditing the little hamster. Well, this hacker, known as GMZ, was rattling the cage all night long, and nobody noticed that someone was trying to guess the admin's password.
Right.
So, you know, if your security software screams and no one's there to hear it, it doesn't help much. So that was one problem. And then just using such a simple password was a huge error. There are about 1 million words, roughly, in the English language. So for a computer, that's not many. It's a small number. And a word can be guessed really quickly with an automated program.
Yep.
If the other problem was a bit of a short password. I just recently blogged on ethet.com about this, gave some examples of how to make that password so much better. And by just increasing the number of characters, it would have made the password take longer to guess as long as it wasn't a single word.
Right.
So like if she had put happiness is, you know, it's two words, it doesn't matter whether there was a space or not, it would have broke the password cracking program. I mean, that one wouldn't have worked, and it would have required a much more sophisticated one that would have had to have run a whole lot longer in order to guess the password.
Now, I have heard reports that it was also a phishing scam where the users thought they were logging into Twitter's homepage, but in fact they weren't. They were giving up their username and password.
That's a different attack. This one was just simply a guy hacked the password for the admin, and with the admin password, then he was able to, or others, he said he didn't use it, he just gave other people the password. Other people were able to use the admin password reset console and reset Obama's password and reset Spears' password and all those passwords. Fox News was one of them. So once they reset the passwords, then they had full control over those other people's accounts and could deface them.
No, I was just going to ask, I mean, it seems like really any site can fall victim to this. I mean, are there specific things besides strengthening the password that Twitter could have done?
Well, in addition to strengthening the password, I mean, they could have required a strong password.
It's right.
Like, I've been to many sites that know if all you're using are letters, and they say you have to have a number also.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's just basic stuff. Having an admin with the knowledge and the bright, you know, the smarts to use a better password is really important, too. So you want to have policy. You want to have someone with good judgment. You also want to have auditing. You want to know if someone's rattling the cage all night long. You don't want to let them go all night long rattling the cage.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, just for your average user, they're using passwords that are just as bad, I'm sure. And it's really simple for them to make their passwords better. I mean, you've heard, don't use your birthday as a password, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, your birthday all by itself is not a good password. However, if you put, I was born on the, whatever your birthday is, now you've got a long password that includes your birthday, so it's easy for you to remember, but it's not just your password. And I probably wouldn't use I was born. You might use something like I tumbled into the world on, you know, something like that. That's not going to be real obvious to guess. You can use your wedding date. I married a wonderful woman on and put in the date. You know, it takes a while to type it in. They're long, but most people actually type a phrase more quickly than they do some odd assortment of characters they're not used to typing.
Exactly. I mean, with this particular one where they hacked the Twitter admin password, could Twitter users have done anything to protect themselves, or this really does fall on Twitter needing to make sure that they're protecting their users?
It really falls on Twitter. Now, when the password was reset, it should have sent an email to each of the victims telling them that their password had been reset.
Right.
But, you know, unless they're looking at their email 24/7, it could easily come at a time where it's several hours before they check their email.
Right, exactly.
And by that time, their site is defaced and the damage is done.
You know, just to go back quickly on the other attack where it was a fake site that users were entering their information into, what is a good way for a user to know if it is the actual login page or if it is a fake page that is designed to look like the login page? How can a normal user differentiate between the two?
Well, for a normal user, they would have to learn to look at the URL and know that the URL, the page address, is correct.
Right.
It can be difficult when sites use some very convoluted URLs for the legitimate one. So what's really best is don't follow links. Type in, you know, www.twitter.com and use that page to navigate to. Type it in yourself by hand, and then you know that you've gone to the right place.
Right. Good advice, Randy. Certainly appreciate you taking the time to talk with us a little further about this attack. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com, or you can visit eset.com and read Randy's blog that further discusses this topic. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.